Well, also this week, scientists have discovered how to turn stem cells and even skin cells in mice into eggs in the ovary. And those eggs can be fertilised and turned into baby mice, which are themselves fertile. So this is a paper published in the journal Science this week. It's by Mitanori Saito, who's at Kyoto University. And what he and his colleagues did was to initially take what are called ES cells, embryonic stem cells. These are the very early cells that are going to form most of the tissues in the body. They take those cells out and then they express in them two genes, which are called PRDM1 and another called DPPA3. These are normally switched on in the cells which are destined to become the future ovary or testis in a developing fetus. And what they found when they took these cells and made effectively a surrogate ovary by taking some of the supporting non-egg cells from ovary tissue, putting them all together and then implanting them under the capsule or the surface of the kidney in a recipient animal. After a few days, these egg cells had developed, and after about a month they were able to take these cells out from this surrogate ovary, and they had cells that to all intents and purposes biochemically and visually appeared to be eggs. And when they mixed them with mouse sperm, they could fertilize them and they turned into embryos. And when they implanted those embryos into the uterus of a recipient surrogate mother mouse, about 4% of them developed into fertile mice. And those mice themselves had healthy pups, showing that these were functional eggs that were capable of producing live, healthy offspring. And of course, the implication of this is that if we can make this safe and reproducible, if you've got a human who, for some reason, has lost her own ovaries because of, say, a treatment or a disease, then you could potentially make new eggs for that woman, and then she could actually have her own biological and genetically derived children rather than having to rely on donor eggs from another individual.
And how far in the future do you think this will be? Are we looking at 5 years or 10 years before this can be helping infertile women?
Yeah, very good question. The thing with this is you've got to make sure it's safe, because anything that involves stem cells has an inherent risk. Because when you're turning cells into very immature or unspecialised cells, there's a risk that they could grow uncontrollably, a bit like a cancer. And so it's very important to make sure that the approach is safe, and that's going to be the priority. The other thing which is hidden away at the end of the paper, which is intriguing, is that they don't just do this with embryonic stem cells. They also report doing it with what are called iPS cells, or induced pluripotent cells. So this is the real encouraging news, because you could take, say, a skin cell, and by adding the right genes to it, you can make it turn into an unspecialised induced pluripotent cell. And then using their technique, you can turn it into an egg cell. So it won't just work in embryonic stem cells. It could potentially work with adult skin cells too. But we've got to make sure it's safe.